Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, former President Trump announced that he is going to run again, and I think we all expected that. And it was a very interesting speech. We didn't see it all because many of the networks cut out of it online, though multiple syndicates ran it. And it was not as exciting or fun a speech as some people felt, because, you know, he would sit there and go off in his other speeches and go off script and whatever. But he seemed pretty tamed. He seemed pretty toned down. And he brought up a lot of things that were controversial. But I'm watching him, and I'm like, you know, he might have a chance. And the reason why I think Trump might have a chance is this isn't the first time a president was in office, left, lost to another candidate, came back. Grover Cleveland was able to successfully do this in the latter half of the 1800s. I think it's the 1882 and 1886, elections. Other presidents tried, but Grover Cleveland has been able to be successful. And one thing that Trump did with his toned-down speech, which is a positive on his side, is he doesn't so much say the same things the politicians say, where it's the same talking points over and over and over again. He brings up the absurdities. So I forgot that, you know, he thinks we're spending a crap load on campaigns and it's a waste of money. Because I was just talking about that on air. And when people complain about stuff going, we really spent $17 billion on this election. We're going to be spending millions upon billions for the Georgia Senate runoff. Of that money could be doing something else. That's flipping ridiculous. Well, whether you're a Democrat or Republican thinking that, when you hear a candidate say it going, okay, we're going to limit this. Taxpayers should not be wasting their money on a person's political career to that degree. You start to go, okay, well, then maybe I'm not crazy. Other people are thinking it too. You know, one thing that Trump said, which brought up the ludicrousy of the ridiculousness of what happened in the previous years, is he said any military personnel that was fired over a COVID vaccine mandate should not only get the job back, but should get one hell of an apology and back pay. Now, with everything going on with Russia, now Poland took some fire and a couple people died, and we're still trying to figure out where that came from. Duh. It makes you wonder. Yeah, I think we know what happened there. You know, you forgot. I mean, I forgot for a split second that we fired first responders. We fired military because they wouldn't get a vaccine. I mean, we need all hands on deck. Let's get the military back again. Any one of them who were fired because they didn't want to take a COVID vaccine and wanted to use their natural immunity or whatever, get them their flipping job back. And so, you know, Trump may have a chance. Again, he's got an uphill battle because one is, nobody can really do anything more to him than's already been done. He's already been raided. He's already been subpoenaed. He already has the January 6th committee ticked off at him. He's already been pretty vetted. Primaries, what primaries do, which are awful and god-awful to watch for any Democrat or Republican party, is everybody goes after each other and brings out, you know, the worst. Just like Kamala was, you know, really did some fact-checking on Biden before she got out there on the debate stage. She wasn't successful. She still lost the primary, but he liked her enough to still make her vice president. But usually the primary is where all the deep, dirty dish comes out on each candidate. With Trump, it's already been said. And so he might have that advantage going, well, what else are you going to bring up? You're going to bring up the wall? You're going to bring up, what are you going to bring up? What are you going to bring up? You're going to bring up January 6th again? And so to a lot of people there, that's a big concern. But to others, it's like, there's no new dirt. So his vetting and his primary path would probably be like a walk in the park, considering what he's already been through with media and subpoenas and everything else. You know, would a DeSantis or a Marco Rubio or Nikki Haley or somebody want to go through that? And another thing that might be in Trump's favor in terms of being electable is he doesn't need this. He's rich. He doesn't need this. It's not like his career is over. He's got money. He's got Mar-a-Lago. He's got businesses. So this, I really got nothing to lose but my pride. The pride is what's keeping him in there. Makes it also different. Ron DeSantis would be giving up his Florida governorship. Now he could probably get it back, but Trump is in a position where he has nothing to lose. And so, you know, people were talking, if his message is, you realize that was kind of stupid. You know, us needing to go to Saudi Arabia for oil when we should be able to export. Or we should be able to, I'm sorry, we were the key exporter. Why are we going to somebody else for help? Why are we firing people for the COVID mandate? Why aren't we, you know, completing an immigration process? And I'm not saying this is what he says. He says it differently. But those are things that a lot of people feel strongly about. Now, people may not like what happened with January 6th, although now there's some stuff coming up where the FBI was there. FBI could have stopped it. They didn't. So now, you know, what the hell is going on? So, you know, the drama of January 6th is not going to go away, and I don't think anybody wants to hear about January 6th, but it is going to come up. January 6th is going to come up in this election as we're starting to hear more and more from all sides of what might have transpired that day. So, you know, does he have a chance? I mean, Grover Cleveland was able to be successful. He could, and it all really depends on how he runs his campaign. If he runs this campaign on some common sense things, there's a chance that he could still gain support even from Republicans. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ann asked if citrus peel can be used to make hydroxychloroquine. Let's just talk about that for a quick sec. You guys remember that when people were dying of COVID and they were asking for hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and governors in my neck of the woods said we couldn't prescribe hydroxychloroquine for COVID, and there was a lot of debate. Some studies disproved the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Some studies said, wait, we got something here. We got something here. Well, people were making their own hydroxychloroquine. Do you guys remember that? And what they were using is, I believe, the rind of grapefruit and the rind of lemons. And I forget the recipe. If you take it, you make a juice, and then you get the rinds in there, and then you let it simmer in water, and then it's in the refrigerator for a few days. And so people still, I was speaking at the Southern Hills Republicans Women event yesterday, talking about misinformation and science and you know, COVID, and somebody brought that up again. They brought it up, and somebody said that they have it in their refrigerator, and they use it whenever they you know, get COVID and symptoms. I can't necessarily comment on if that works, because I don't know. I haven't had a patient that did it. People have anecdotally told me it worked. Many experts have said it doesn't, because you don't really have hydroxychloroquine similar chemistry in the rind. But where this might have come from, and I think it is worth studying. I mean, this is what we do in science. We look into it. There was a study back in 2014 that looked at the effect of citrus peel extracts on cytokine levels and T regulatory cells in acute liver injury. I know, yeah, this is why I get paid the big bucks. I got to read this stuff and try to understand it, right? You guys don't have to go to fall asleep doing this. But T cell mediated immune responses, right, are an active part of our immune system. But the cytokine storm that would consume somebody with COVID needed to be checked and needed to be prevented early on when bad COVID was circulating. And it's still the culprit in how people die of COVID. So they studied the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, and they found that it prevented liver injury. We are talking citrus peel, so the rind, the peel and the rind. They have found, now this is liver injury, this has nothing to do with COVID, because this was back in 2014, but they found that it decreased cytokines and regulatory T cells and increased levels of IL-10. It also reduced liver damage as a result of autoimmune or inflammatory injury. So their findings, they said, indicated that using citrus peel extracts could ameliorate certain auto-induced hepatitis and other sort of injury that could have been caused from a T-cell-mediated immune response. Well, if we do have T-cell-mediated immune responses to COVID that can cause damage, minimizing that could, which is why hydroxychloroquine and some other medications had been looked at. Also, they believe hydroxychloroquine interferes with the endosomal phagocytation and the phagocytosis of the virus into the cell, changes the acidity of it, so it's hard for the cell to consume or phagocytize, is what we use, the term we use, phagocytose, if I spelled it correctly, the virus into the cell. If these citrus rinds do provide a role in anti-inflammation, somebody could connect the dots and say, but you see, that could then help and be a part of a fight for COVID. Does that mean it replicates hydroxychloroquine? I don't know. I can't say that. So I bring this up, one is because some of you have asked, and most of the discussions out there have said, if you have COVID, don't turn to your citrus peels, get some medication out there. And I agree, if you have COVID, we have Paxlovid, that is one of the best things for COVID. But I do think citrus peel offers a crap load of nutrients and tools that we could use in medicine, so let's study it. I get headlines or homemade grapefruit recipe will not make hydroxychloroquine. All right, I get it. But you know, if the biggest problem we have with COVID or flu right now is when you guys get sick, you run to the store and you get vitamin C tablets. They're sweet, They're like candy, and you chew on a bunch of them. Well, it's already too late. Once you start to have the viral symptoms, yeah, you might be able to minimize and knock off maybe day 6 or 7, but you needed good nutrition prior. And so I don't know much about rinds of citruses and how healthy they need to be and how often they should be introduced into your diet. You know, I'm one of those, I don't like pulp in my orange juice. It's weird to drink something lumpy. For me, the only time I will drink anything lumpy is if there's a maraschino cherry in my old fashioned right now, or if I'm having hot chocolate and not all of the chocolate powder has been dissolved, and so I get little chunks of chocolate in there. But still, even marshmallows, I don't want my drinks chunky. So I have a problem with that. But I do believe that there are fascinating aspects to nature and our fruits and vegetables that we should be able to use. And so I would urge anybody to, one, have a balanced diet, but for the love of God, you know, be very, very careful trying to substitute a pharmaceutical with something out there in nature that we can't really quantify, like resveratrol. Resveratrol is a fantastic compound that can help prevent heart disease. It's found in red wine. The problem is you can't drink enough boxes or bottles to get what you need. So what they've done is they've concentrated it and made it into pill form, but studies have shown that you can't just give people resveratrol tablets. That's not working either. So we're struggling, and people ask, why are we struggling? I mean, it's 2022. We really can't figure out resveratrol, fish oil. The reason why is we as humans haven't figured out nature. Somebody who has a fish and vegetable diet has a pretty healthy diet. Is it all the fish oils? Maybe there's something else in the fish called vitamin giggly goop. And that vitamin giggly goop is what you need. It just hasn't been discovered yet. Maybe there's something in an orange when you eat an orange and you have the little white on the, you know, we pick off the rind and the peel and there's white stuff on our fruit and we pick that off. What if we're supposed to eat that? You know, there's a zillion chemical aspects to a piece of fruit and vegetable that we don't know. You know, I used to promote Juice Plus. Now, I think that's the whole balance of nature and the va-va-voom. And you know, I posted something. You know how Kathy Lee Gifford says people ask her about her va-va-voom? So I wrote on Facebook, I've been marked safe from somebody coming up and asking me about my va-va-voom. I haven't taken balance of nature, but I did take Juice Plus because Juice Plus at the time was marketed as we have your fruits and vegetables pulverized down into a capsule. That could work. Was it really a whole fruit and vegetable? Was there any other components, food coloring and all that? I don't know. But, you know, taking a fruit and vegetable and pulverizing and drying it up and put it into a pill form can give you some nutrients. Is it as good as eating a fresh tomato, a fresh carrot, a fresh stalk of broccoli? No. So, I can't really answer, you know, what citrus fruit has that could relate it to hydroxychloroquine. But we do have a lot of experts out there saying that it probably won't work like hydroxychloroquine is believed to have worked. 1-877-DOCTOR.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Tuesday evening announced his 2024 candidacy for president in a speech that punched at the heart of Democrats' new voting laws in some states that continue to delay our election results unnecessarily.
They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process.
Walmart proposed a $3.1 billion legal settlement on Tuesday over a toll of powerful prescription opioids sold at its pharmacies. Walmart would not admit liability with the settlement, which would represent about 2% of its quarterly revenue. The massive Artemis 1 rocket launched from Florida very early Wednesday morning successfully. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for sending in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last night, we spoke a little bit. It's on Twitter. Some of you, I think I started on Facebook, but then I wanted to put my Vava Voom post. And whenever I put multiple posts, Facebook shadow bans some of them. So I sometimes have to clean up my timeline so my posts get out there. Otherwise, nobody sees them. And so when President Trump in his launch, his 2024 launch speech, said we should be hiring back the military who we fired for the COVID vaccine mandate, give them back pay and one hell of an apology. It was interesting some of the response we got. Now, one of you had said, I don't want to go back to my job. Screw them. If they fired me for not getting the flu shot, they could go blank themselves. So that was, I can't read the whole statement online, but you get the gist. That person doesn't want to come back. But yeah, they would like back pay, right? I mean, it would be impossible, I think, to back pay everybody. I think there would be lawsuits by employers. They would sue the government because these mandates, I told you guys the mandates were going to be a mess, and they could be if this moves forward. I'm of the thinking that anybody who got fired for that vaccine mandate should get their job back. But how do we handle giving them back pay? As far as our military goes, I am blown away we even fathomed, and I think we still have people threatened to lose their job. With everything going on right now with Russia, possibly China invading Taiwan, our border, anybody thinking about firing somebody from the U.S. military who has been honorable the whole time, who is dedicating to giving their life for this country, has got to be out of their flipping mind. So I vote, please get all our military personnel back who lost their job over the stupid COVID vaccine mandate. Because those of us that got the vaccine still got COVID. Those of us that didn't get the vaccine still got COVID. Right? Some of us have natural immunity. What they should have flipping done, as I said that, is before they can, a frontline worker or a construction worker or a police officer or a military private, let them take a gosh darn blood test to show they have titers. I understand the titers go up and down, but so do the vaccine titers. This really was a cluster. And one thing that now is going to be probably open up for discussion is those people that got canned that shouldn't have and still might not be hireable, maybe they should sue. Now, I'm not sure who you sue. I mean, I've seen hospitals. Hospitals have reached out, you know, for marketing and administrators and things like that. And I just don't have the time right now. But on it, they say, we need to, you know, you need to be vaccinated. I go, you mean 2021 vaccinated, the two-year-old vaccine? How many boosters? Are we supposed to have a booster every 5 months? I mean, I got my bivalent booster, but I didn't get the in-between boosters. You want to know that somebody got a vaccine 2 years ago? It just doesn't make sense. And so people still can't get jobs. The lawsuits that could come from this could be just too numerous to count. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't be done, but the mandate should have never happened because we lost phenomenal workers who gave their life, put their lives on the line during COVID that got canned a year or two later for not getting the vaccine. That's some bull crap right there. And our military. I mean, we should, with open arms and on our knees, ask these men and women to flip and come back and protect our country. Because we canned them for not getting a vaccine. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous when it was happening. And we kind of forgot about it because so much else is going on. And now we got the gas prices and our milk is expensive and our turkey is expensive. And we got the in-laws coming and everybody's distracted. But when we look at the poop that's happening and how we need to have military readiness, a lot of us forgot that we canned real good people for a stupid flipping mandate. It was brought up yesterday in Trump's speech. Not saying that Trump needs to be reelected, but that's a really, really good point. People have been saying, why are we letting this go? We still have individuals that can't get a job in their field because they didn't get that vaccine. What happens to them? So my question to you all is, if anybody was fired because they chose not to inject the COVID vaccine, which I think is personal choice. I chose the vaccine for me. Would it force anybody else? Should they be flipping off of their job back? Should they get some restitution? I mean, if we're going to give $10,000 to college students and $20,000 to Pell Grant recipients, should we be giving money to the people that lost their job? Oh, no, 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 that wouldn't be popular. That wouldn't be popular. Well, I they lost their job. They lost their ability to feed their family. In fact, some states had said that they were going to rethink it. I don't know if they went through with this. Maybe you guys could answer this, that you were not going to be able to get unemployment if you lost your job because you wouldn't get a COVID vaccine. What the hell is that about? Which means they couldn't feed their family because they were afraid of injecting something and getting a side effect when there were known side effects. Again, I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccines, you know, played a phenomenal role in our fight with COVID, but I would never force a person, because my fear is that person I force is the one that's going to have the 1 million blood clot or myocarditis or cardiac arrest or some of these other, ITP or Guillain-Barré. So it's an interesting concept. Another thing that was brought up is, should congressional leaders be termed? Should there be term limits on House of Representatives, on senators, or should they just keep going, keep being elected, keep going? Governors are termed, presidents are termed. What about House Representatives and Senate? Now, to me, I'm a little mixed on that, because you're voting for that person. You know, I get how some people are kind of wondering about the lifelong appointees of the Supreme Court justices, because you could have some people where you don't even know if they're still alive, and of all their mental capabilities with lifelong. But we do, you know, hit the ballots every 2 years, and for our House representatives, and with our senators too. We, you know, so if the public doesn't want them, they could vote them out. So I don't know about term limit. On the flip side, you do have that advantage where you're the incumbent, and you're the incumbent again, and you have the money, you have the supporters. And so new people that try to come can just be much easier. You know, it's less of a playing field. Now, I think in my neck of the woods, they had a ballot question to have the best candidate, where you don't have to vote by primary. It could be anybody you want. Those top individuals would then go on, which kind of eliminates the Democrat or Republican switching party for the primary to vote for somebody they think would be less electable, you know, so it kind of changes that game. I'm still torn. I don't really know how I feel about that, but it is a question. You know, when you have a congressman that's been there, you know, for 20 years, I mean, is that something that should be, you know, federally voted on, or is it, you know, it's up to constituent choice. If they want them, they have 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it was a little nerve-wracking yesterday when we heard that a Russian-made missile fell or ended up in Poland, killing 2 people. Hitting a village and killing 2 people. Now, President Joe Biden had questioned that it was coming, that it came from Russia. Some people were like, was it really from Russia? I mean, that's kind of far away. You know, why would they be starting with Poland? They could be. I mean, honestly, Russia has done some stupid stuff. And I was like, they've got to be out of their flipping mind. They're going to start with Poland and then get NATO to unite and and launch a counter-assault. And Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said this was a huge escalation. So President Biden, while he was at the G20 summit, called an emergency meeting of G7 and NATO leaders. You saw them all at a table, kind of looking at the cameras, posing. And I'm like, okay, what's happening? I guess they chased everybody out of the room, all the military, out of all the media, so you couldn't really hear or see what's going on. And so I got to tell you, I mean, my stomach sank. I'm like, okay, the fate of the world is up to these guys right here. You had Trudeau, you had Macron, and there was a nice photo op, but I don't know what came of it. Well, now we're being told that it wasn't the Russian airstrikes that were bombarding Ukraine yesterday that might have also flung into Poland. Now we're being told that it was Ukrainian forces that might have done it, I believe accidentally. So NPR is saying that Poland says the missile strike on its land appears to be a Ukrainian accident. Poland's President Andrzej Duda said that it appears the missile that landed inside the country's border was from Ukraine in what was called an unfortunate accident. He says we have no evidence at the moment that it was a rocket launched by Russian forces. However, there are many indications that it was a missile that was used by Ukraine's anti-missile defense. Sadly, two Polish citizens died. The missile came crashing down in a rural village in eastern Poland, just a few miles from the western border of Ukraine. And this happened on a day when Russian barraged a bunch of missiles at cities across Ukraine. Ukraine responded with their air defense systems. So NATO members did discuss the issue in Brussels, and the Secretary General of Alliance, Jens Stoltenberg, and a preliminary analysis pointed to a Ukrainian air defense missile that had been fired at an incoming Russian missile. So they say, let me be clear, this is not Ukraine's fault. They say Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war with Ukraine. Well, and you know, when this had happened yesterday, I was thinking to myself, okay, guys, you know, even if it was an accident, I mean, when does this stuff stop? The whole purpose of the UN is to prevent unnecessary death, people carted off the camps, people tortured, civilians killed in a ridiculously validated or justified pseudo justified war. That, you know, where is the UN? And, you know, Russia bombarding Ukraine, and then Ukraine, you know, somebody said, okay, so now is NATO going to go after Ukraine? No, they're not. And remember, you bomb one, it's all for one, one for all. You mess with one country, you mess with all of us. But no, I do not think we're going to see a response, although you bet Putin is going to probably say, wait a second, Ukraine killed a couple of your civilians and you did nothing, and now you want to go after us? But in Russia, Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said Russian specialists had studied images of the explosion in Poland and concluded rocket fragments were from an S-300 surface-to-air missile system fired by Ukraine. He insisted Russia carried out a wave of what was precision strikes on Ukrainian military and energy infrastructure. He said this included attacks on western Ukraine, but all were 20 miles or more away. So the G20 summit is going on in Indonesia right now. So Biden said the missile was probably not fired from Russia, but still supported an investigation with Poland. Now that Poland is saying, we don't think it was from Russia, things might quiet down a little bit. Luckily, a less of an escalation. But this brings up some pretty serious, concerns. Number one is Ukraine is still being bombarded with the mayhem, chaos, the killing by Russian forces. Number two is other countries are being affected. First was heat, fuel, oil, gas, nuclear threat. And now other individuals are getting killed. And yes, I do blame Russia for this. Still not sure what the hell happened in Ukraine. And, you know, Ukraine tried to defend itself. I mean, Poland is a country away. I get it might be 20 miles from the border. But you should be able to feel safe on your side of the border. And it just shows that a border doesn't mean much. It's a marking on a map. And when this mayhem and chaos is happening, if Russia does launch nuclear strikes or set off dirty bombs, Poland's going to be affected. Multiple countries in the area are going to be affected. And so, you know, what are we doing? How long are we going to let this go on? So Tuesday's afternoon missiles targeted Ukraine's electricity grid. Ukraine says that they were able to shoot down 70 of their incoming missiles, but their energy systems did suffer another heavy blow. They have daily power outages, and in the capital of Kyiv, half of the home and businesses are without power. Other large cities are in a similar condition. And then one woman was killed in Kyiv when a missile slammed into her apartment in a residential area near the center of the city. No obvious military, government, or energy facilities there, so this is what the UN is supposed to stop. Where's the UN? You're not supposed to be in your apartment being killed by a foreign entity in this day and age, because post-World War II, the UN was designed to stop this type of aggression and mayhem and killing and genocide. Not sure why the building was targeted. Was it another mistake? Was it a Ukrainian air defense system? And the remnants were deflected? And hit, I mean, I feel bad for Ukraine. I mean, they've been able to hold up all these months. We're now in the ninth month of this. But, you know, we were hoping it was letting up soon. Ukraine was able to retake a lot of their territory. But Russia's not letting up. And now you have other countries involved. And yes, we're going to be involved. Trust me, I think Biden's economic policies have been a cluster and a half. But if Europe goes into an energy shortage, and we'll have issues too. I don't know what we're doing to prepare. I don't know what we're doing to be more independent from, you know, an energy independent. I know there's this big push to use our energy grid to power our cars. That it's nice, but I think we're going to need our electricity this winter. So Ukrainians have been trying to rapidly repair the power outages. But they're straining to keep up. Russia has already damaged 40% of the country's electricity system, and it's wintertime now. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.